every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 doesn't speak for any 12-step fellowship.
None of them?
Not a one.
Anant?
We don't speak for them either. We speak for ourselves and ourselves only, and not that well.
And well, Josie.
Well, and the Pussycats.
No, it's Pussy.
No one's going to...
Pussycats.
Oh, yeah, Pussycats. You guys will have to go back and listen to the last show if you did not hear that, so you know what the hell we're talking about. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelly.
And Mark.
Shelly doesn't like Klondike bars, but she's got one close to her face right now, and she's apparently having no problem with it. It's a mint and chip Klondike bar. How is it, Shelly?
It's better than the regular Klondike bar.
Ah, well, that's because it's mint and chip. She likes it. That's why I got mint and chip for her.
Right. Should have gotten the Heath.
You know what? I almost did. It looked good. And I like the dark chocolate myself, but the Heath looked good. Awesome.
It's ice cream and chocolate. Any ice cream and chocolate.
Yeah, any ice cream and chocolate just goes together like peas in a pod.
Debbie and I stopped the other night, picked up dessert at Farrell's.
Oh, see, people in other parts of the country, I don't think know what Farrell's is. But the one out there in Rancho? That's a big place, too.
I got the Mount St. Helens to go.
Oh, my God.
5 pounds of ice cream with hot fudge caramel and whipped cream.
Wow.
I needed help to carry it.
5 pounds of ice cream.
Had to be. Felt like it.
Do you remember, like, when we were young, there was Farrell's, and they had a thing called the zoo. And it was, I can't remember what it was, but it was like 26 scoops of ice cream. Yeah. And what you did is you took your entire birthday party there and ate it. I used to have a ribbon that said I made a pig of myself at Farrell's because they used to have a thing called the trough.
Yep.
And you got it, I think it was 8 scoops of ice cream. And if you ate it by yourself.
You got a ribbon.
You got a ribbon. And, of course, I ate it by myself. Hence why now I'm diabetic.
Yeah. You killed your pancreas in one sitting.
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure diabetes is hereditary.
Right. You know what the second leading cause of diabetes is?
Alcoholism.
Alcoholism. The third leading cause is obesity.
You know what the first leading cause is? Too much sugar.
Because you know what the first leading cause is? Eating a trough.
Eating a trough
at Farrell's
by yourself when you're 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's type 2. That's not type 1. Type 1 is an inherited autoimmune disorder.
Thank you. Thank you. The Recovery 101 medical report.
You know the difference between Shelly and a doctor is? Shelly doesn't think she's a doctor.
I don't think I'm a doctor.
She knows
I'm
she
just
is.
Saying.
Well, you play one on TV?
Type 1 and type 2 diabetes
she
are completely
plays one on
different
the radio.
Diseases. Yeah. And don't get me started on that because I will go on a rant.
Oh, perfect, because we don't have a third topic for tonight, so go ahead.
Go on a rant.
Rant away. Your rants get raves. Yes.
It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
I didn't do it, Shelly.
Well, this should be amusing.
Well, the thing is...
Shelly now has... Now, everyone in the world who's eaten a Klondike bar knows the last 20% of the Klondike bar...
is a big fat mess.
Yeah, and Shelly's right there right now, and Bruce kicks us to the news.
She's got a third of it left. She's still good. She got almost half of it left.
You know, Shelly, one thing you need to realize is if you just didn't say anything, neither would we, and you could just edit out the blank spot.
Okay.
That's true.
She's a gamer, though.
That's true.
Let's see. The next story is from Fran.
This is the first story.
Florida!
St. Lucie County. Yeah, that's Florida.
Florida!
20-year-old man was accused of attacking his uncle.
Bow chicka bow bow.
What is his name? Troutman. Norris Troutman.
Is there proof?
He told the police that his 48-year-old uncle was mocking him, so he hit him in the head repeatedly with a toilet seat lid.
Wow. You know the position you have to get somebody into to hit them in the head with a toilet seat lid?
You know what I'm...
First you have to stick their head in the toilet.
You know what I'm wondering? I'm wondering which trailer park they live in.
That is actually a relevant question. And the reason why this is a story at all, really, I mean, other than being hit on the head with a toilet seat lid, which is not very usual, it does not appear that there are any drugs involved, or maybe alcohol, I don't know, it doesn't say. He grabbed the toilet seat lid out of the windowsill of the bathroom.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Which trailer park do you live in?
That was why I said that may have been a relevant question.
Yes. Off the windowsill.
You know what, though? They headed to Walmart to go get a new one.
Yeah.
Let's go to Walmart.
I love it. What was the thing I read one time where the girl said, you know, I hate it when I go to Walmart because I got to get all dressed up. Like, really?
Because she was happy that they put in a Dollar General.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to get dressed up to go to Walmart?
Yeah, you got to get dressed up to go to Walmart, but apparently you can go to Dollar General in your underwear.
I've seen people going in and out of Walmart. I made the mistake one time of getting stuck behind one of the greeters walking in.
How many years did it take you to get in?
Oh, my God. This guy was trying to do from the first door to the second door in 100 steps or less.
Wow. Awesome.
Okay. We've got... Okay, this is basically the news by Fran, because she sent in a lot this
Florida!
Week. She's... Yes, it's Osceola County, so yes, it's Florida.
Osceola?
Whoa, nice catch, Bruce.
Not really.
The police are asking the public...
That'll help wash the coffee off your shoes.
The police are asking the public for help to identify a man. There's a woman in the parking lot of the grocery store, and a guy in a white minivan drove up alongside of her. She was in her car and asked for directions. He rolled down the window, and he's asking her for directions. Then he started asking her personal questions and complimenting her on her car.
Is this Walmart?
No, it's a Publix grocery store. And then he actually drove through a McDonald's parking lot, which totally saves the whole thing. So anyway, he then started to open his driver's side door, and that freaked her out because she had been asking all these personal questions. So she drove away. She looked in her rearview mirror and realized that the man was unclothed from the waist down, standing next to his car, masturbating.
Oh. I thought it was going to be she realized that she had slammed, like, his shirt and his pants in the door and drove off and just ripped it right off him.
Yeah. No.
That was a good move, Shelly. Take a big bite of ice cream right when it's your turn to talk.
Why? No. Bruce usually talks longer than
that. It's a good thing she doesn't like Klondike bars because she's got a mouthful of it like every 3 seconds.
Well, but I understand she doesn't like it because we both started our Klondike bar about the same time. And ours has been gone for like...
That's because two of you were sharing it.
Hello. Yeah, there was two of you.
It wouldn't have lasted a lot longer if I'd eaten it myself.
Yeah, no. Matter of fact, it would have probably been quicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next story.
I wouldn't have dropped it on my chest.
Yeah.
Next story is from Fran as well.
Florida!
No, actually, this one's not from Florida. This one's from everywhere. It's from YouTube.
YouTube!
There's a new way that teenagers are getting drunk. New-ish. It's called smoking alcohol. And the kids have been looking this stuff up on YouTube. I am not going to detail the instructions for this.
Let me guess. Can I look up smoking alcohol on YouTube and find it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Where do you think the teenagers are getting it?
From now on, they're going to say they got it from us.
They think erroneously that if they smoke the alcohol rather than drink it, that it won't be on their breath, so their parents won't know. But that's not true, because if it's in your lungs, it's on your breath. They also think that it's not illegal because they're not actually drinking the alcohol, but it is still illegal because it's still in your system.
Right, and you can't possess it.
Wait. We need some background here.
basically, you put a small amount of, like an ounce or two.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell you how to do it. Into a certain type of container. Mm-hmm. And then with the application of another device, you vaporize it, basically. And then inhale the alcohol vapor.
Oh, oil pipe.
Okay.
You get drunk within seconds. It hits your brain immediately. It doesn't go through your system at all.
Awesome.
Not awesome, because the problem is your body, especially a teenager, they've got smaller bodies, lower tolerances. Their body, they can't get rid of it.
Oh, so this is another one of those things, like taking the alcohol enema.
Yes.
Like once it's there, you're done, and no matter what you do, you can't throw it up.
Right, because if you drink too much, usually your body will throw it up. That's how it starts getting rid of the alcohols. It starts by throwing it up, whatever's in your system.
So next time somebody takes a drink of something at a party and goes, this tastes like ass, is it possible somebody used it as an enema 5 minutes earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, that happens with other substances. I remember slamming cocaine and getting I had so much cocaine in my system, I was throwing up because my body is trying to get rid of the cocaine.
Right.
And it can't. So I would imagine it's the same with the smoke alcohol.
Yeah, they don't have any figures yet on how many
kids. It seems like what do they call it? Carbonizing? What do they call it when you smoke something?
Vaporizing it?
No, not vaporizing. It's another term for when you burn something.
I don't know.
Whatever. Huh?
Torch it? Incinerate?
No, it's a scientific term.
Oh, you're getting all scientific on us.
Carbon something, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, but when where I was going with that is, if you drink something, you would think that smoking it would have a somewhat different effect.
Nope. Still, it hits your body the same way, and it ends up hitting your brain right away, because when you inhale something, like when you inhale on a cigarette,
makes sense.
It goes into your lungs, it goes straight in your bloodstream right up to your brain. Because that's how oxygen is carried through your body. When you drink something, it has to go through your stomach, through your gastrointestinal system before it hits your bloodstream.
Right.
So,
because smoking coke was different than snorting coke.
I was just thinking that same thing.
So it's apparently they don't have any figures on how many kids are getting really seriously.
I was going to say how many people are dead.
Because it just is a brand new viral thing that's just starting. So I'm sure we'll have some figures soon.
Why don't you teenagers just go back to smoking weed?
Just drink.
Okay, this was kind of sad. Donald sent this story in.
Donald B?
Yes.
Yay.
Activist.
And the Pussycats.
There's an activist named Jennifer Freed. She was hit and killed by a drunk driver this weekend. She spent years. She lives in Colorado. She spent years trying to get weed legalized because she said it was way less dangerous than alcohol.
Was the guy stoned that hit her?
No, he was drunk.
Oh.
So it's almost like, see, I was right. But the sad thing is she leaves behind four kids aged 6, 10, 12, and 16. I can't even... Okay. It's not even sad the way you're playing it.
Maybe she doesn't want it to be sad.
She was right.
You may say she was happy she was right.
Yeah, she was
right. I
guarantee
you, she's not happy she was right.
No, I mean, not happy she was right, but see, I was right. See, alcohol is more dangerous
and
than
alcohol.
She
doesn't even care right now that she's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, she leaves behind four kids, and it's just sad.
Your Afghan's attacking me again.
What?
Your Afghan is attacking me again.
I know. I made this gigantic Afghan. It's really heavy, too. But I can't really put it on the bed because the minute the cats lay on it, it's covered in hair. So I keep it out here in the studio. But it's draped over the Muggsy chair where Mark sits, and it keeps attacking him, falling down on him and attacking him. Let's see. We have another one from Donald. In Los Feliz, California.
It's the Donald and Fran Show.
A new coffee shop opened up in Los Feliz.
Yes.
Called Dumb Starbucks.
I heard about that, but I didn't really read much about it.
It's actually a coffee shop. It is a real coffee shop. Everything has the word dumb in front of it.
And the logo is extremely like Starbucks, right?
Yes. And I was like, they are going to get smacked down by Starbucks so hard. And then I started reading their little about us and looking some stuff up on them on the internet. they might actually get away with it if they have a decent lawyer, because they are basing their premise on what's called parody law. You are allowed to parody something, and it is legal, and they can't sue you because of the whole free – it ties in with the free speech thing, you know.
Look at – what's his name, the singer guy? Weird Al.
Weird Al. He does the same thing. It depends on whether they've got a decent lawyer or not. Starbucks is looking into the situation because the lines for this place are out the door.
Well, the fact it's called Dumb Starbucks, you know, you have their name right in it. That's
right. But they're claiming that they're – because everything in there is kind of a joke if you go in there. They still serve coffee and pastries and stuff, but –
Well, so, I bet they serve so dumb coffee and dumb pastries.
I can serve the same food they've been serving for 50 years at this fast food establishment and call it Old McDonald's?
I suppose you could if it was – if everything –
They had a farm.
They're very careful. If you go in there, they're very careful that nothing is ever just the Starbucks anything. It always has their little joke on it of some sort. If it's dumb or it's got – whatever it is.
So I could serve a Big Mac, E-I-E-I-O?
So it's a dumb Frappuccino.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
Well, people are not sure how long they'll be around. Everybody's expecting Starbucks to swoop in.
That's why they're going to do it now.
So everybody is swooping in there and buying
– And where is it at?
It's in Los Feliz.
We should go. We should
just to get a mug that says Dumb Starbucks.
We should do a remote from there.
Let's do it. Let's pack it up. Let's go.
Oh, trip? Brother.
Okay. We should have our convention there.
Huh?
Have our convention at Dumb Starbucks.
A couple of people are asking about, you know, any movement on the convention front. So
yeah, they're on the committee. Tell them to let us know what it is.
All right. And that is the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at
selfwillhappens.com.
So now what's the topic?
Shelly. This one's from Bill P., right?
Yes, this one's
Recovery
from Bill
101,
P.
sponsored in part by Bill P.
He sent me a newspaper article. The title of the article was, "After 75 years, it's time to admit we have a problem." And it was talking about, for a long time, AA has been the method of recovery. People get sent there by the courts, even though, and this fascinates me, every time somebody challenges being sent to the courts, being sent to AA in the courts, because AA does have a spiritual component, and we have separation of church and state, which would mean, and the state is the courts.
That's not what it
they
means.
They win.
It's not what it means.
They keep winning, though.
It's not what separation of church and state's about.
Okay, we don't have to go on that part.
You brought it up.
Okay, I'm just saying. But all of the lawsuits, the people that are bringing the lawsuits are winning. So, but the courts keep sending people to AA.
It's not what separation of church and state says.
Okay. I know. We don't need to get into that. The point is,
well, you
the courts keep sending them. The minute somebody says, I think I have a problem with it, alcohol or whatever, people send them to rehabs. 90% of the rehab facilities in the country use the 12-step model.
Mm-hmm.
although many of them...
Because it's already been proven the 12-step recovery program works.
Thank you, Mr. C.A. Even though many
Passages Malibu doesn't.
No, they just cure you. Go ahead, Shelley.
Even though many of those recovery facilities are doing it wrong...
Wow.
I'm sorry, but you cannot use the 12-step model without
the freaking
big book.
If you give Shelley $15,000, you can come stay at her house for 30 days and she'll make sure you don't get loaded.
Absolutely.
For 30 days. After that, you're on your own.
Because you know why? Because I have a closet that locks from the outside.
Yeah.
I have rope. Lots and lots of rope.
And duct tape.
So basically, the gist of the article was that there's a Harvard professor who's done some research on the demographics, the numbers on AA and the various 12-step groups, whatever.
There's a topic on and on and on.
Okay, would you
go
like
ahead.
To do this?
No, just give me the topic.
The point is that AA doesn't work for everyone.
We know
it
that.
It doesn't work for most people. And in fact, many of the people that recover from drinking and using drugs do it on their own. And what he's saying is that we've got this model of the 12-step program as being the method of recovery, when the reality is that there are many ways to recover and that isn't actually the way. There, discuss amongst yourselves. I'm done.
It's just good marketing.
Well, wasn't part of this thing the fact that AA is not growing? Wasn't that a component to this?
Yes, at some point in the story, it was talking about how, you know, when the first census was done, a census was done at 2.2 million some years ago, and we're still at that.
2.2 million years ago?
2.2 million people.
Wow.
Dinosaurs were getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Jeez, whatever.
Welcome to PA, Pterodactyl Anonymous. Yeah. Well, A.
I have a burning desire to eat ground squirrels.
A, if I might, I would say, isn't that kind of hopefully one of the points of recovery is, you know, not having as many people needing to do it? I mean, isn't that a thing? We want less and less people to have to get sober?
Yes.
I know, but part of his point is that if you talk to a lot of people that are in the recovery community, you'll be told, sure, you can try it your way and then come and see us when it doesn't work, as if our way is the only way. And if you manage to get sober on your own, you'll be told that you're a dry drunk. Maybe you're not.
Well, you know my position on that. I think there's lots of ways to get sober. But I'll tell you, when people talk about the percentage, how many people get it, man, that is such a convoluted bit of data. You know, it's like, what determines you getting it? For 8.5 years, I didn't get 90 days. For 8.5 years, I was in the 95% that didn't get it. Suddenly I got it. Now I'm in the 5% that get it. I'm the same guy with two completely different criteria that, depending when you talk to me, I was either 100% sober or I was 0% sober.
No.
The other thing is, what do they determine as making it? I was at Los Encinas once. They were on a show, and they had Cry Help and these other programs there. And these guys were saying, well, we have a 95% success rate at Cry Help. Well, they're talking 30 days, of which 28 days of those were in Cry Help. And Los Encinas said, well, we've got a 38% success rate, but Los Encinas was talking about for a year. So a lot of that, you know, what determines what makes it and what's good and what's not good and how many people make it and don't make it, it's like you were saying, it's 5%. Well, it's 5% depending on what your criteria is. When they talked about it back in the day, they were talking about the success rate was huge. It was like 75% or something. Back when they wrote the book, most people were recovering.
It was probably 75% because the people that were recovering were the low bottoms. Everybody that came into the program did it because it was their last gasp dying effort.
Well, right.
So, of course, they're going to recover because those are the bottom dwellers. But the thing is, now we've got people that are coming in where their bottoms are, I tripped and broke a nail. I think I'm an alcoholic. And
that was their big consequence. So then they go in and out and in and out. They never really get any long-term sobriety because
they weren't ready. I did $7,500 worth of damage to my Bugatti, so I came to AA.
Yeah, because they're not ready.
Well, but the thing is, the reason why I'm bringing that up is it's kind of like you said, court carters. Well, you know what? The majority of court carters aren't staying anyway. But they become part of that 95%. Let's say 20% of all people that go to meetings are court carters. That's a big chunk of that 20% of people. They shouldn't even really count as people that don't make it because they really don't want to be there in the first place. But they're part of the group of AA that doesn't stay sober.
Yeah, but not yeah, but wait, where was I going with that?
You got to yeah, but where were you heading?
Yeah, but.
You said, oh, court carters.
Hey, yeah, but.
Part of the tenor of the whole article was why are we collectively, I guess, as a nation or as a, you know, globally or whatever, why do we keep sending people to this program? It's almost as though everyone is saying this is the only way to go when so many people can't get sober that way.
Mark.
Actually, it's one of the things I agree with because here's our choices. People go to court. Court needs to send them somewhere. Now, we could spend $740 million on a government program that'll be run by the government so it won't work and send them to that. Or we have a program that doesn't cost our government anything to send them to it because it's free. So you know what? That's where they send them.
I was going to go along that same line. The thing is, let's say you've got a guy, and we say that many people get sober on their own. Okay, so what's the government going to do? I'll tell you what, we'll just send you home,
yeah.
And then you let us know if it worked.
Yeah.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to say, look, here's this organization that's been around a long time. It has a decent track record. It's already set up. It's all over the country. They've agreed to sign the court cards. It doesn't cost us a dime. Let's yeah. send them there.
Because how much did we spend on Prop 36 over the course of its life?
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
And that where do most of those people end up going to AA meetings?
Yeah.
Okay. And this brings me to one of my pet peeves. We shouldn't be signing court cards. We have no business doing Why? That.
Why? We're being good citizens.
We're not affiliated with anything.
We're not.
But all we're doing is we're not
we're
not being affiliated. All we're doing is recognizing the fact that someone attended right. a meeting.
But we're an anonymous program. We're not supposed to be telling anybody that somebody was at a meeting.
That's why
and
we only put our initials on it.
And I put my first name on them. But
okay.
We're not affiliated anonymous. With anything. We have no business being involved in this at all. The court should not be able to send them to us because we are not affiliated with anything.
So where
it's
should
not
they
our
so?
Responsibility to do this.
So where should they send
We're
them?
Being of service.
I don't know where they should send
We're
them, but not to
the
us.
Seed.
We're being of service.
We're planting the seed.
We can be of service without having to sign court cards, without having to be affiliated with the courts in any way.
Does it say anywhere in any of the, I don't know, whatever the secret handshake rules are that we seem to have in these programs that aren't steps or traditions or concepts that we sign court cards? I've never read it anywhere that we sign court
no,
cards.
No, it doesn't. And that's what I'm saying. We shouldn't be. The courts actually print these things up that say yeah. AA meeting attendance yeah. on them. And those cards are owned by the courts.
That's actually.
Because the person, the court.
Usually they say 12-step
yeah,
attendance.
But the
no, the
court,
green ones say AA.
But the court doesn't care if you sign them. You know who cares if you sign them? The guy coming to the meeting because he has to prove to them that he went. We're not signing them for the courts.
And how is that proof?
We're not signing them for the courts. We're signing them for the people coming.
Actually, that's a very good point.
Yes, but we're allowing the courts to do this. We're saying, okay, fine.
Anybody's welcome. I'm sorry. As long as you're not, if you come from the court and you're an agnostic, should we like just demean you?
I've signed.
No, you're perfectly welcome.
I've signed pieces of paper for people before. I've signed wife cards.
Wife cards.
I've signed job cards.
I have signed wife cards before.
And the other ones that we see often, which are not really court cards at all, are from recovery homes.
Yeah, house cards.
Yeah.
House cards. I mean, technically, there's nothing that says we do that either. I mean, we're not associated with those particular yeah. houses. See, I don't know. That's one of those things to me. Yeah. I don't care.
We're not signing it for
don't care.
We're signing it for the person who showed up at the meeting.
It's still not proof.
We try to help we do every freaking thing else to try to help these people.
I would throw one other thing into the mix, too, on why a court might send them to us. when we were out there getting loaded.
Because they know Bruce is there.
Well, when we were out there getting loaded, I didn't really know that there was a way to stay sober, period, whether it was on my own or anything else. Because for me personally, I tried to quit drinking on my own many times. You know, many times, and I was unable.
Yeah, it was called running out.
When I went, yeah, every night. When I went to meetings, it was the first time I ever heard anyone say, well, not only can you stop, but we're pretty successful. Look, I got 16 years. And I'd be like, holy shit, he's lying.
Whoa.
Wow.
Shelly's shocked.
Are you sure that's tobacco in there you're smoking?
No, I was. Shelly just fired a cigarette.
No one's
going to
hear that because you're not speaking into your microphone.
No, I was trying to. I've got something in my tooth. I was picking my tooth with my nail, and then my hand flew out, and
this.
She threw a cigarette into the wires that connect our microphones to the.
That was a very exciting moment there. Go ahead, Bruce. What were you talking about?
Well, I thought you had a moment of clarity and were quitting smoking. It's like, wow, I've never seen it be that stark before.
No, I just think that you know, sending people to a meeting for whatever reason, whether they choose to stay in that meeting or through that meeting hear about other groups, there are other groups, you know, RR and Celebrate Recovery and all these other things where people may feel more comfortable than in AA, I think that it's if nothing else, it's a great jumping off point, and I think for us it's being of service, and I think for the courts it's absolutely free for them to send them.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that. I have more of a problem with the thing of determining what makes AA successful or not.
I mean part of that topic that long letter you were reading brought up something about the head of general services for some area was talking about how they need to increase membership.
Yeah,
and
I
keep thinking is free booze. Walk into a bar, you know, take up a seventh and collect everything from the seventh and walk into a bar, take
and
that money
everybody
in there
rounds.
And buy everybody rounds till they're drunk. And then tell
and then
them we
hand
have
them
a
all
better
car keys.
Then tell them we all have a better way. Hand them car keys. They go drive, they get arrested, they go to court, and the court sends them to AA.
Cha-ching.
And they collect a larger seventh, which they can now buy more booze.
To get more people.
Get more people to get drunk and drive. And more people come. That's how you increase membership.
Wouldn't it just be faster to cut out the middleman and have the meeting in the bar?
There you go.
I've always thought. I thought bars should, you should not have to pay rent to have a meeting in a bar. The bar should pay you.
Well, it's like casinos in Vegas have GA meetings.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Crack house, there's rock houses that have CA meetings.
Oh, yeah. For sure they would.
Bunch of,
because what bunch would happen is the membership
you don't know
of CA
anybody's
would,
last name.
The membership of CA would go down, but the membership of the crack house would go up significantly.
Yeah.
I still go back to the whole what makes it successful. You know, when people determine the guy from Harvard, well, you know, here's why it's not as successful or it is successful. I always want to know what their criteria for what successful is. Because like I said, many times I was in the 95% that didn't make it. And then eventually I became in the 5% that made it. So it depends when you talk to me. Because for a long time, I didn't make it. And then I did make it. And the thing is, what is the determining factor for if you've made it? I always thought the determining factor for if you really made it in AA is you die sober.
Yeah.
That's really making it. Because anything else is not really making it.
Yep.
But is AA the only way to do it?
No.
The tenor
You've heard
of the
me
article
say it a million
made
times.
It sound like they were talking about permanent abstinence. Like forever.
Okay.
Okay.
My assertion my assertion would be to that
epic pause
that if everyone could do it on their own, they would never be looking to go to an AA meeting in the first place.
Yeah, but some people do it on their own. Some people say,
My mother did it.
My hat is off to them.
My mother did it. My mother one day said, I'm going to quit drinking. She quit drinking. She hasn't drank a drop since.
Yep.
Mm. Didn't we have some friend of her, another of ours, that was doing all sorts of recreational things and then just decided,
I'm sure.
I think a lot of people come into the program, they're there for 6-7 months, and they realize that, you know what, this program proved to me I shouldn't be doing this anymore, and they stop.
But see, I would call that as a result of the program, yeah, and not...
And that's a success, but that person didn't come back.
So they look like they're not a success.
They're a failure.
Right, because they stopped coming to AA, so people go, oh, that person is now in the 95% that didn't make it, although they did quit, as a result of originally going to AA. That's what I mean. There's so many criteria that you could use. I think that the whole system of trying to figure that out is inherently flawed. So, Shelley.
We should have a 12-step program for the statistics. SA, Statistics Anonymous.
Oh, my God. People that just don't want to use statistics anymore.
Yeah.
U.S. government will line up. Yeah. They'll be the first ones.
Right.
Congress will be like, right here, I'm a member of SA.
Yeah.
We don't want to use stats anymore. So, Shelley, mm-hmm. What are your final words?
I don't know. Any way that if you're having a problem, you think that you need to be sober, any way you do it, however it works is what works for you. I would be happy to see you in a meeting. But if that doesn't work for you, find something else. Get jiggy with it.
Get jiggy with it. Mark, get jiggy with it. What are your final words?
There's a lot of statistics out there on sobriety. There's only one that I care about. I have 100% success rate on me being clean and sober, and I intend to keep it that way.
There you go. My final thoughts on this. I could use the same final thoughts that I used on the last show.
Yeah, if you like what you're getting.
The grass may in fact be greener on the other side, but you still need to mow the lawn. Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat?
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can just find publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sit gather, contact Bruce. He'll send you some hard copies to strew about the facility. If you're interested in a franchise like our friend in the Inland Empire was, you can contact Bruce. He'll give you all the information you need to have the 12-Step Gazette come to your little corner of the world.
We should probably throw a shout-out to that. Shelley, the web address for that, the IE?
12-Step Gazette IE.
12stepgazette.com/IE?
No, 12stepgazetteie.com.
I think it's just 12-Step Gazette. Well, didn't you have it memorized?
Well, you know what happened was I put 12-Step Gazette
.com/IE,
and it redirected me to whatever the actual thing was.
Oh,
so it should work.
Okay.
Shelley, people listen to the show.
Awesome. They should keep doing that.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Any way that you listen to the show, we appreciate it. But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, we would really appreciate that. Click on one of the shows. Click like or permalink. If you are a member of Podomatic, you've just been counted, you've helped us with our numbers, thank you very much. If you're not, you will have the opportunity to become a member. It is free.
And fun.
And you can listen to... Whoa, falling out of my chair.
Wow.
What was in that Klondike bar?
Are you I'm wondering what you were smoking.
Fired her cigarette across the studio, almost fell out of a fixed chair.
What was in that Klondike
bar? That chair doesn't rock, it doesn't roll, it doesn't do anything, and you almost pitched right out of it.
I didn't even take any Mucinex today. Holy crap.
Can you imagine Shelley on hard drugs? Oh, my God.
Okay, where was
I? An accident waiting to happen.
I know.
Oh, you can follow us. You can leave topic suggestions in the top show, please, so Bruce sees it easily. And you can put us on playlists for all your party needs.
Whoop, whoop.
Sweet.
Dude.
If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. If you want to be anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. It is a closed group, but if you ask to join, we shall let you. If you are looking to spam, Shelley will give you the bottom side of her boot.
The slipper of death?
The slipper of Shelley's Facebook slipper of death. Quack!
Hey, Jimmy.
Also, we have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We do not, Shelley. Who's the Weed Out Music by?
I thought I would use one we haven't used in a very long time, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Matt Lang? No, I was going to use ML3.
ML3.
All right.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Silent thief, you